May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 773. If unbelief's that sin accursed, abhorred by God above, because of all opposers worst, it fights against his love. 773.
Thank you. us read together from the Word of God, two portions of Scripture. First, Isaiah's prophecy, chapter 53. Isaiah 53. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. And by his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. You now please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 20, and we commence to read at verse 11. John 20, verse 11. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She says unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And said Jesus unto them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. So as sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, who was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. And saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answering said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, help us now in prayer. kind, and ever merciful and gracious Lord God, there is indeed thy goodness and mercy that enables a little company of poor sinners to come and assemble in thy courts at the evening hour of this day. And dear Lord Jesus, we plead with thee to come and meet with us, and make one more in our midst, and indeed be found here as the master of the assembly. Lord, because we want to hear thy voice. We want to behold him, Jesus, the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. Him whom our soul loveth. Dear Lord Jesus, do come. That we may not be sent home empty. We may be sent home with something of the work of thy grace, some word of thy grace applied by the power of thy Spirit to our heart and souls. We do seek then that thou wouldest draw near and nigh unto us, and indeed enable us to draw near and nigh unto thee. Or one says, see a poor sinner, dearest Lord, whose soul, encouraged by thy word at mercy's footstool, would remain and there would look and look again. Then, Lord, may we come. And we pray that thou would then condescend to come and meet with us. We think, dear Lord, of the words of dear Job. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. Lord, we pray, we hope to find thee here in our midst this evening hour. Why, Lord, it may be the concern, the exercise of one another might be saying, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, but I cannot perceive him. He worketh on the right hand and the left, I cannot behold him. Dear Lord, may this be the appointed hour, the appointed moment, the time when thou dost visit thy people and visit such a soul that shall go home rejoicing. And saying, oh, what the Lord hath done for my soul. Lord, I may feel cast down, I may feel forsaken. Lord, maybe, like we've sung in the opening hymn, full of doubts and fears. But dear Lord, we do pray that thou would abundantly bless. Lord, we're so often full of doubts and fears, and we often find ourselves fearing where no fear is. Dear Lord, we pray thou would apply the word of thy grace to our hearts. There are many fear nots in the word, but oh Lord, we cannot just take them and say, well, God says in his word, fear not. We want them sweetly and blessedly and graciously applied by the power of thy Holy Spirit and faith given to believe and receive the word of thy grace then in our hearts. Then, Lord, it's this great and mighty work of thy grace and Holy Spirit that we want, desire to be found within us. Lord, and we pray thou would then pour in, that we pour out, and we pray that sinners might have and receive thy word. Gracious Lord, do then look down from the height of thy heavenly sanctuary, even this evening hour. Look upon this little Spartan place here, Lord, and remember us for good, and come and visit us with thy salvation. As the psalmist prays, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Oh, tell us, Lord, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. Then do help, Lord, we pray. Oh, we plead that blood that does for sin atone, that blood whereby the church of God is freed. Then, dear Lord, do help us, we pray. Oh, rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin thee double cure, and cleanse me from its guilt and power. Then, Lord, do help. We do indeed bow our head before thee in confession of sin and guilt, Lord, and what thou knowest, we've large catalogues of sin. But, dear Lord, we come to thee because thou art full of love, full of pity, full of compassion. And thou indeed hast promised in thy word that if we confess our sins, it's faithful to just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that indeed we have, oh, an advocate before the throne of God. Then, dear Lord Jesus, may we come pleading thy name and thy blood and thy righteousness, thy finished work alone on Calvary's cross, which we have read about tonight in thy word. Lord, do abundantly bless us, we pray. Oh, we ask, Lord, that thou then open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon a little company of poor sinners this night. It may be indeed noised abroad that Jesus was in the house, that his presence was made known and felt. Lord, then do help us, we pray. Now, Lord, we ask thee to remember and bless, dear Lord, this little cause of truth, and do bless them together, and do bind them together, love and unity in the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them and undertake for them. Lord, we lovingly commend them all. Lord, there are some little ones, and we thank thee for the little ones even this evening hour found in thy courts. And we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt bless their souls. Oh, that thou wilt begin that mighty work of grace in their heart and souls. Lord, there is none too young for thee to begin with, and there's none too old, Lord, for thee to begin with. And we do pray that none in this assembly may be left out when thou for them shalt call. Lord, do prevent it by thy grace, and be thou our shield and hide in place. And, dear Lord, do bless the dear children, oh, that they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel, an aching void that this world cannot fill. And, oh, we pray thou wilt bless them. We think of the prayer that we personally taught our own children, a gentle Jesus, meek and mild. Look upon a little child, pity my simplicity, and suffer me to come to thee. And Lord, some of us that are older, we haven't got past it yet, and we don't want to. And we do pray, Lord, then, that thou wilt send those answers of peace. Then, Lord, there are those that older, they're in their teens, and there's young ones, Lord, going forth into life, and we pray thou be with them and go before them and graciously help them to commit and commend all into thy hand and trust alone in he who is too wise to err and too good to be unkind. That indeed may thy goodness pass before them. May they say and feel that Thou art indeed their guide and counsellor. Maybe, Lord, their prayer is, guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. And then, Lord, there's older ones. Lord, we do pray that remember each. There's those, Lord, that bear the heat and burden of the day. Be very gracious to them and hold them up, gracious support, and do undertake. And Lord, and then there are those that have reached or nearing it, reached or passed it, the allotted span of 70 years. And Lord, and we do pray thou would be with each and all. Lord, we know the old must die, but none are too young to die. Then prepare me, gracious God, to stand before thy face. Thy Spirit must the work perform. 'Tis all of grace in Christ. Obedience clothed and washed in his blood, so shall I lift my head with joy among the sons of God. We pray for all in sickness and affliction's path, to put thy healing hand, heal, restore, raise up. Lord, and do bless me and Jews, we pray. Lord, those that have to undergo some surgery, or others may be some kind of treatment, whatever that might entail. But we do pray that thou art indeed again make thy goodness pass before them. And oh, that there may be, Lord, that crop of praise to thy name, thy goodness and mercy, for that restoration granted. Lord, then do help. Our Lord, and any Lord with maybe with some great ordeal before them, Lord, do hold their hand and do bid them fear not. Pray thou would be with the bereaved, comfort their hearts, support them, Lord, and remember the widows and the widowers and those that have lost the near and dear ones, and the mothers, fathers, the brothers, the sisters, the children, the grandchildren, and the grandchildren lose the grandparents. Lord, do graciously help. Oh, that thy people may not mourn as those that mourn without hope of their dear departed ones. And Lord, do then help us to commit all into thy hand. And Lord, remember again others in this world that suffer in need and poverty, famine, death, disease, the persecuted in this poor dying world. And remember our nation also. Remember the Church of God, we pray. And oh, that thou would indeed grant a gracious revival. Oh Lord, we read there in the Song of Solomon about the north wind and the south wind blowing on thy garden. Oh, the effect is a gracious revival. Lord, then do cause the revival, we pray. Hear prayer for those that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, we pray thou art be very, very near to them. Oh, and dear Lord, do turn their hearts and their affections again to the things of God. Oh Lord, do pluck them as brands from the burning, make them trophies of thy grace. And dear Lord, and could it please thee to give and grant to thy people that true breath of prayer to go after them. Lord, not just to lead them, not just to let's say, well, what will be, will be. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou would bring back the prodigals and work that mighty work of grace. Then do hear us. Do help us. Thank thee for all the mercies and favours, blessings bestowed, health, strength, use of natural faculties, beds to lie on, roof over our heads. of many, many mercies, the mercies countless of the sand which daily we receive. And then, Lord, there's the ordinance of the Lord's Supper to attend to at the close of this service. Lord, do meet with us. Do come and grant thy presence and thy blessing. Grant, dear Lord, thy gracious help. And pray that thou art then be with us. Now, Lord, do help us once more. Oh, Lord, do fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell, but who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirits when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? 798.
Thank you.
dependence upon thee, Lord, for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention again to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, and the four verses from verse 36. Luke 24, verse 36, and as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me. Well, we tried to speak a little from these words this morning, spending a fair bit of the time on verse 38, why are ye troubled and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? And then went back to the words of Jesus again, peace be unto you. Well, we said there are all manner of reasons as to why the Lord's people are troubled and why thoughts arise in their hearts. But why, and one of those thoughts, and one of those things that trouble and indeed try us, and so they should, and that is our sin and our iniquity. But we were trying to trace out the Lord's mercy and goodness, whereby he speaks peace and pardon to a poor sinner's heart. Boy, and cannot help but think here, a little earlier this evening, why this fifth verse here in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The chastisement of our peace. Yes, dear soul, you see, sin has to be dealt with. The God the Father is just and holy, and he cannot and does not look upon sin but with abhorrence. And sin has to be dealt with. Oh, that you and I might know that our sins have been dealt with. And that the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ indeed has suffered the chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes, we are healed. These things, they are profoundly deep spiritual things. But the chastisement of our peace, his stripes. The Lord Jesus indeed was smitten, yes, and afflicted. Why, we read here, do we not, that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Dear soul, do you and I, have we seen, have we beheld the Lord of life and glory suffering in our place, Rome instead? My mind just goes there again to where we read in the book of the Exodus. I believe we refer to chapter 33 this morning, but refer to it again now. Why? And Moses, he desired to see the Lord's glory, but no, he was not to see the Lord's glory, but thou shalt see my back parts, and my face shall not be seen. Yes, and we see in the back parts the dear Lord of life and glory. When he was scourged. Yes, that whip that contained those very sharp pieces of bone and nails. It was done to tear the flesh. He was seeing his back parts. Yes, the suffering Saviour in the sinner's place, Roman state. Wasn't he, was it? Wasn't he that deserved these stripes? But the chastisement of our peace was upon him. So that poor sinners would be blessed and have this peace. This peace of God that passeth all knowledge and understanding. Ah, dear soul, why, when we think of peace, why, but dear soul, do think of how your peace and mine came about. Came about by a suffering Saviour. Came about by Emmanuel, God with us. The divine mystery here, how God the Father, made his soul an offering for sin. Peace be unto you. At the Lord's will, the service to follow the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, we'll sing that hymn. Peace by his cross as Jesus made, the church's everlasting head. Oh, dear soul, this is where it was. And dear soul, and I am only touching the fringes. I'm only touching the fringes there's deep, profound subjects of the sufferings of Christ. I think my mind goes back a little further. Why, when in Gethsemane's garden, and I think it's Luke here that tells us that he was in agony. He was doubtless in agony of body when he was chastised by Pilate. When those stripes were laid upon him, on his back. But you know, dear soul, it reads that he was in agony in Gethsemane's garden, and at that point of time, no hand of malice, of enmity, no soldier, no chief priest, no Jew had laid their hand on him. Judas had not yet succeeded in betraying him. But he was in agony, which all goes to show the agony of that which he knew. He knew he had to pass through. Dear soul, and you just think of this as well. His great love to his people. Oh, that it may be so here, that everyone will be found in heaven at last. But we just think of our sins personally for a moment. They are horrendous, if I may speak, brothers. Our sins are horrendous. And all the wages of sin is death. And oh, what would be the due reward of our deeds. But dear soul, Jesus bore the sin of the whole election of grace, not just of us little company here in Swavesey Chapel tonight, if that could be said, and I hope and pray that it will be said. I don't want to sew any pillows to armholes. But, yes, but the whole election of grace. Here we are in the year 2016. How many men, women have passed through this world since the death and resurrection of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. And how many before? And yet, dear soul, he loves all his people. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. Agony. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. I know I've said this before, but dear soul, it's so blessedly sweet. It's so wonderful that how he prays, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We see there, dear soul, Jesus, oh, yet of his love to sinners, nevertheless. Personally, Personally, I don't feel there's a greater word in the whole of the scriptures of truth than that one word there, nevertheless. Because to me, it's full, brimming over with the love of my Lord. It's a poor diet in us. No wonder the hymn writer says, why me, O blessed God, why such a wretched I? Who must forever lie in hell were not salvation free. Yes. Thrice forward and backward he goes as though he sought some help. But his love so great that he laid down his life. Yes, went into the judgment hall, betrayed by Judas, went into the judgment hall. Yes. And there he received those stripes. Those pharaohs, we might say, across his back. Well, there's many descriptions of how this was carried out, but I won't go into them. It's painful to think of it. And it's very humbling to think of it, that the Lord should lay by his glory. Yes, you think of it this old. He laid by his glory to come to this earth and indeed to suffer, bleed and die in the sinner's place, Romans dead. Fixes his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing the things that would happen unto him there. And he cries there, this all on Calvary's cross at last, does he not? It is finished. Salvation's work done. Blessed be his glorious name. But this all, he died, yes, he died for our offences. When I say he died for our offences, I qualify it with this, that he died for the Church of God, for everyone's whose name is found in the Lamb's Book of Life. And dear soul, and may you and I give diligence to make our calling and our election sure. But he died. But, yes, but this old, he rose again. He died for our offences, but he rose again for our justification. And here, this narrative here, why is after this resurrection. Peace be unto you. Yes. And to poor guilty sinner. Yes. These disciples were indeed men with like passions as you and I have. They were guilty of sin and iniquity. Well, you say we know Peter was. Yes. What about the disciples, they disputed amongst themselves who should be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Don't you think that was sin? I do. But whatever their sin, dear child, and your sin and mine, Jesus rose again to justify. And you say, when one is justified, then, to use the words of the hymn writer, God cannot payment demand first at my bleeding Saviour's hand, and then again at mine. Blessed be his name. The debt, dear soul, is paid. The sacrifice has been accepted. The veil of the temple has been rent in twain. And God is well pleased. This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. The disciples were here to hear him after his resurrection. And a poor guilty sinner sitting in Swayze Chapel tonight to hear his voice. Peace be unto you. That sin is pardoned. Sin has been forgiven. Sin has been dealt with. And God is satisfied with the sacrifice made, I hope, on your behalf and mine. Dear soul, we said this morning that we may be walking in the dark. It may be, yes, that hymn you sung to start with tonight. All those doubts and all those fears. Why, then, we have these very often, do we not? Because of our sin and iniquity. But, dear soul, the veil is rent from top to bottom. The work of God. Our mercy and peace meet together, righteousness. I'm not quoting that correct. And I cannot think exactly where it is. Mercy and peace meet together, righteousness, justice kiss each other. It's not quite right, but you probably know what I mean. Oh, dear soul, yes, and God is satisfied. There is no more payment to be made. No more payment to be made. Full satisfaction. Yes. Go back to the Old Testament scripture for a moment. What teaching, should I say? Why, the high priest, he went in to the Holy of Holies. There he offered up the sacrifice on the altar. And the blood was sprinkled in the Holy of Holies. But when he went in, he changed his garments. And when he came out, he changed his garments. And those garments had the garment of the priest when he came out of the temple, round the bottom there was the bells and the pomegranates. And you read in Psalm 89, and blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. The joyful sound of the high priest when he came out of the Holy of Holies. The bells were ringing as he walked. The sacrifice had been made. The sacrifice had been accepted. And here's all. And here it is the great high priest of our profession that's offered himself as a sacrifice on Calvary's cross. Oh, and yes, and God is satisfied. Let not your heart be troubled. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet. It is I myself. We read there John's Gospel. Why, there's a poor Thomas, yes. And he had some doubts, didn't he? He had some doubts. And he uses fairly strong language as well, does he not? Except I see the print of the nails, put my finger in the print of the nails, thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Well, dear soul, let me humbly remind ourselves, because I need this as much as anybody else. What the Lord Jesus says. He said to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side. And then says, be not faithless, but believing. And goes on, yes, Thomas says, my Lord and my God. But the Lord hasn't finished with him yet. Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Blessed are they which have not seen and yet have believed. I believe memory's correct that we quoted this morning the words of Peter, whom, having not seen, ye love. Yes. Dear soul, do you not love him? For all that he has done, all that he has accomplished, here in his life, yes, dear soul. Yes, there's this great, glorious work of salvation, redemption. But dear soul, let's just think about this as well for a moment. Why, his work of intercession, his prayer for his people. He prayed for poor dear Peter, didn't he? Yes. Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Peter failed. But Peter's faith didn't fail. No. And perhaps there's a poor soul here that has failed, that has backslidden sadly and badly. Well, the preacher's not throwing any stones. Don't misunderstand me. No. But dear soul, yes, you see, but where did Peter go? He went out, yes. And he wept bitterly. And dear soul, and isn't that where you've been? Isn't that where I've been? Oh, hung our head in shame. Wept bitterly. Yes, and not for the first time. We prayed, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. and not for the first time that we said with David, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight. But dear Father, the Lord says, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? See, it's all, the debt is paid. Yes, it's all, you and I, dear soul, get a little touch of this in our hearts. Touch of this, what's this? His love. That's what it is. Touch of his love in our hearts. For the Lord to say, why are ye troubled? Ah, peace be unto you. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? He loved us and gave himself for us. But dear soul, I say, we get a little of this, of his love in our heart. And dear soul, and you and I will be just like Peter. We'll get down there, low at his feet. Low at his feet. You know, these are the spots and these are the places where we really, truly worship him. It is. Yes, it is. Where we truly worship him for his great love to such unworthy mortals. But he says, behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. And yes, just as all as we were speaking a little earlier, about the stripes that the Lord Jesus suffered. Yes. And these things are to be revealed and received by faith in our hearts. And so then, this also. Behold my hands and my feet, there's I myself. To see the hands. But again, I must be careful here, because it is not everyone by far that has such a deep revelation of these things. No. You might see Jesus, as we were describing earlier in Gethsemane's garden, but you might not see his hands and his feet. But here's how to faith to believe and receive Christ, the word of his grace, which is able to build us up and strengthen us in our most holy faith. Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Well, dear soul, you see, here again, here in this chapter we read here in John tonight, here is a dear soul, a child of God, once one that appeared, and notice what I'm saying, one that appeared to be a child of the devil. But she was a child of Christ, and she was loved with an everlasting love.
and she was snatched as a brand from the burning. But here where Jesus makes himself rather known unto her. A woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She's supposing to be the gardener. Yes, she's weeping. Dears, she's weeping. She's lost her Saviour. We spoke about that this morning, didn't we? But she's weeping. Tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. I heard a description that someone just recently of one of our ministers, yes, and interested in a farm with some sheep on it, the shepherd there, and how the shepherd would just call his sheep. One day he's there and the shepherd's not there. He thought, well, he would call himself. So he called the sheep and the sheep fled for their lives. A stranger will they not follow? But you see, dear, how Mary, she'd heard this voice before. In the midst of all her darkness and all her distress, all her anxiety, all her doubts, all her fears, and all the insinuations and accusations of the adversary, she hears his voice. He's only spoken one word and she knows his voice. Mary. Immediately. It's Rabboni to say, Master. But he says, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. But he says, listen to this. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who under Jesus for refuge have fled? Yes, my Father, I ascend unto my Father, yes, and your Father. You think of it, dear soul. Think of it. That the blessed Lord might seal it home by the power of his Spirit into our heart. My Father, your Father. My God, your God. Yes, we understand the hymn writer when he said, I guard my Father, blissful name, may I call thee not but that mine. My eye with sweet assurance claim a portion so divine. Well, dear soul, humbly, you can call him your Father. The Lord speak these words into your heart. Why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? What do we say this morning? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Why, yes, say, the hymn writer speaks, I cannot think of the word quite correct, but he speaks to this end, like this, something like this, that he looks on his wounds when suffering for thee. Oh, yes, the wound. Ah, what does that read there in Isaiah's prophecy? Just here, isn't it? Isaiah 59, when God's dear people say that the Lord hath forsaken me, my God hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget a sucking child? Should not have compassion on the son of a womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I've graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before thee. I've graven thee. Yes. What's the text? Behold my hands and my feet, is I myself. But yes, dears, there's this. And I close with this. The words of Jesus as he speaks to his disciples prior to his crucifixion. Yes, when he has said to them that I go away, but if I go away, I'll come again and receive you unto myself. Why, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. If I go away, and if I go and I prepare a place for you. For you. That's amazing, isn't it? That you should go and prepare a place for you and I. Such poor, wretched, guilty, hell-deserving sinners. They go to prepare a place for you. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. Yes, dear soul, why are ye troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? This is what he said to them prior to the crucifixion then, ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And he did see them. And here's the evidence of it in this text here today. I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice. And your joy no man take from you. Is there a poor soul here walking in something? Walking. You wonder where the scene is going to end, what's going to become of you. Some ordeal in front of you. Yes. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will. There's a blessed but there, it is all. But I will. Certain, sure. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will see you again. This all spared. He'll see you and I again by faith here on this earth. In some way or other. Something that you and I may be called to walk and pass in and through. He'll see you again. If not this all, he will receive us unto himself in glory to be with Christ. Yes, having the desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. I must leave the thought. One feels we've failed, but it's a deep subject, and I'm only a poor man. The Lord pardon all of us. Bless your souls. To his honour, glory and praise. Amen.
Last Lord's Day amounted to £700, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Chapman is expected to preach on Friday and Dr. Sadler next Lord's Day. He also hopes to address the Sunday School, and there will be a meeting of the FGEA at Swavesey Primary School on Saturday afternoon. Let us close with hymn 602. Jesus, the author is of true and living faith. This blessed grace he gives and saves our souls from death. By faith in him we live and view the wonders God alone can do. 602.
thou art bless thine own word. Make up where one feels to have failed. But Lord, we do beg that all might redound to thine honour, glory and praise. Dismiss us in peace. Watch over us this night. Grant rest and sleep, renewed health and strength. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.